Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 179. I am Chris, as always joined by Tony.
Hello!
And Jeff.
What was that?
And Don.
I want to know what that was as well.
That was my voice, come on.
And Fozzie, but we're not sure where he is right now. He will be here, he promised.
Hey.
Do I get his proxy vote? Do I get to be like, Fozzie votes for fucking Zelda?
That's how he strategically picked his partner.
Actually, Jeff killed Fozzie. He's been planning this the whole day. He's
like, that way he could proxy his votes.
I get two votes.
I'm tweeting him that right now.
Real quick rundown before we do this. So this is our category award show. We have each picked three awards. We have nominated games in each of those categories. And we're going to pick a winner and two runners-up. And that's going to be our winner for that. Next week's show will be our top tens, our personal top tens, as well as our joint top ten. So that's probably the more exciting one, where there will be some fights, but there could be maybe some fights going on in these category awards. We'll see.
Game of the year! Game of the year!
So let's kick it off with, we're just going to go right down the list as I have it here. Most whimsically fun game of the year. There are a bunch of nominations for this. Super Mario 3D World, Peggle 2, Skylander Swap Force, Disney Infinity, Marvel Puzzle Quest, Animal Crossing New Leaf, Wind Waker HD, and Rayman Legends.
I just thought of one that wasn't even on there. Plants vs. Zombies 2.
Plants vs. Zombies 2.
Yeah. This is what happens. Like, I'm probably going to think of one for each one now.
Cheating.
Not like we haven't had this list for a week.
I know. My bad.
Damn it, Don. You're ruining it for the rest of us.
So what's everybody feeling here?
I know what I'm feeling.
Well, I'm playing Marvel Puzzle Quest right now.
Okay.
And I'm feeling pretty whimsically fun about it.
Okay.
That was a very fun game. I played it for a couple weeks straight.
Yeah, no, you were all excited. You were telling me about your level 18 Iron Man, was it?
Yeah. What do you have now?
Well, all three of the characters I'm using right now are over level 50.
Jeez.
Tony's dumped a lot of time into this
game.
Yeah,
he has.
I mean, it's like, it's what I play when I'm riding on the train to work and that kind of stuff. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. And one of the cool things about it is, so the game has a prologue, which is basically the campaign that you can play through. And then every week there's like a new event to play through. So like, this week's event is tracking down the Hulk, and like you have all these different battles to try to get him onto your side. So every week there's like a new campaign to play through, and it changes itself up really well.
When I was playing, they didn't have a new campaign. They had like a tournament type thing. So they started adding new campaigns every week.
So they still do the tournaments. They do a couple different ones of those every week. But now they've gotten into like. Like every week or every 2 weeks, there's a new campaign to play through.
Oh shit, I'm gonna start playing again.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Hey, get this like on my iPhone or?
I have it on my iPhone.
It's like the best.
And that's the other thing is that it's free. And there's absolutely no reason to ever pay for anything. It's like Plants vs. Zombies 2. Like, they've made it so accessible to play without ever paying for it that there's no reason to pay.
Yeah. You can play it anywhere.
Pretty strong argument there. Jeff, what do you got going?
It didn't convince me. I'm going Mario because Mario is whimsically fun all the time. And this was awesome Mario, so boom.
There's been 10,000 Mario games.
This was whimsically fun. It was probably the most whimsically fun game I've played all year.
I'm almost with you, Jeff. But for me, for that game, it was for me. It was Peggle 2.
Like, are you kidding me? It's Peggle.
Yeah, and it's just
balls bouncing around.
But But there were parts of Mario that could be frustrating. And when I think, it really is. It's a blast to play. I love it. And I didn't even have to go back and chase any stars like you did. But
yeah.
There are parts where I just, would hit where I'd lose, 15, 20 lives. And I just wasn't having a ton of fun at that point. For the most part, I had a lot of fun. Every time I sat down to play Plague Tale 2, there was a smile on my face.
That doesn't sound very whimsical, losing 20 lives. That lacks whimsy.
Mario is pure whimsy. If you look up whimsical in the dictionary, there's Mario's face.
And Bjorn.
You know what you've done here?
I know.
You fucked us. I'm not changing my vote to Peggle. I like Peggle, but I haven't even played Peggle 2.
No, and I wouldn't. At this point. Unless Don has something else going here.
The bad thing is I've only really played one game out of this list, other than Plants vs. Zombies 2. I've really only played Marvel Puzzle Quest. Because pretty much everything else is on Nintendo. No, that's not true. Three out of those are on Nintendo only. Disney Infinity, I can't speak anymore because kids are around.
It's in your future.
Yeah, I could see that one being right up there, but, I don't know.
And Swap Force is a lot of fun, too. Both of them. There's just something magical about that toy to Portal.
Yeah, I'm Skylanders now, though.
this one's so much better than last year's.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Don't tell me that.
I think it's the best one.
Huh. I don't know. I would really like to play Animal Crossing too, but...
And just, not to dissuade you here, but I think Swap Force is a better game than Disney Infinity.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Disney Infinity's good.
I guess what I'm looking for is something different. I know Disney characters. I don't know Skylanders outside of what I played with in the franchise, the last 2 years. But I know Disney characters, so...
I think they fucked that game up, Disney Infinity. It's all characters from, the last 10 years. What the fuck, dude?
You really want to play Cinderella?
I do.
Yeah.
Snow White, fucking Dumbo.
My most anticipated character for that game isn't coming till next year, and that's Sorcerer Mickey.
Are they gonna do Pinocchio and?
No. All the playsets are already out. There are no other playsets coming.
I want to play as Ariel.
Right. So you'll have to wait till next year.
The sequel. Classic Disney Infinity.
Yeah. And then you should be able to take all your characters from this year into next year's, but yeah, you're kind of fucked.
So, did you just give this category to Marvel Puzzle Quest?
Yes, we did.
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
You should play it.
What happened if there's a tie? That's the question. Let's say Chris
is
was
there
biased.
A tie?
No, I'm saying, let's say Chris went with Mario, I went Mario, and you guys went with Marvel.
Obviously, Marvel wins because Mario sucks.
Mario doesn't suck.
Oh, come on now. I wouldn't even say that.
Yeah, that's just wrong.
Whatever it is, I don't agree with it either.
All right. Well, Fozzie's here. Fozzie, most whimsically fun game of the year.
Give me the tiebreaker.
Well, what's the tie?
Well, no. Don't tell Marvel.
There's no tie.
There's no tie. I need a tie. Give me a tie.
Bring up my list real fast here. Okay, this is taking a little bit longer. What's the?
All right, so right now the three that are in the running are Mario, Peggle, and Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Marvel Puzzle Quest. I never even played that.
Oh, it's awesome! You gotta play that game.
Tony did make a pretty good argument for it. So
yeah,
sorry, Tony. You know what? Even though I love Peggle, I probably go with Super Mario. It's just whimsically fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, I'll give you the same thing I told Jeff. that game is fun for like 97% of it, except when you hit those one level where you lose like 15, 20 lives at a point and you want to throw the gamepad across.
I only had one level like that, and it was like the second to last level with the rotating cubes. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
There was rotating cubes on lava. So like you'd be standing on a cube and it would like, you know, it would be like traveling through the lava by like flipping around, and you'd have to jump with the cube as it flipped. And God, it was fucking hard. Is that the level you're thinking of?
That's one of them, yeah.
Tone, whenever he said, yeah, I mean, that should tell you right there. That's not fun.
That was the only level, though, out of a game with, you know,
yeah,
probably 100 levels.
There's like 100 levels in, like, just the first 8 worlds or whatever.
But there's none of that in Marvel Puzzle Quest. It's like, oh, I didn't make it through it. I'll try again. And it's fun to try again, because it's free.
Ozzy goes Mario. Chris, you have to change your vote.
That way, and I'd have to
Disney Infinity.
Yeah, I changed it to Disney Infinity. Taking it off of Peggle 2.
I thought you liked Mario.
I do. I love Mario.
What happened with you?
There are parts of that game that can be frustrating. There's no frustrating parts for me in Peggle 2. That game is just a pure.
Now I wish I'd played Peggle 2.
I wish everybody would play
Peggle 2. It gets pretty difficult,
I'm almost done. I'm on the celestial levels. It gets a little difficult, but it's always like, I mean, some of that's just pure luck, so it's not like I am doing this wrong. It is, I just fucking missed that shot.
Okay.
Not budging.
Mm-hmm. Right, Jeff is stuck on Mario.
Peggle 2 it is. Sorry.
Oh, well, that's just another tie there.
Yeah.
Let's just put it as a tie. Peggle 2, Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Fine.
Sold.
Okay.
Well, I think Fozzie's original vote was for Mario, but...
No, we don't have to... he changed his mind, though.
He did.
That changed my mind a lot.
if we wait long enough, he'll switch to Marvel Puzzle Quest. You wait. let's just keep this argument going.
So Rayman Legends...
No, I cannot go with Rayman Legends for this.
I was trying to stall.
Now, you want
to
talk about...
It's fun. There's nothing to do except pet animals and chuggle them with fucking water and shit.
What are you talking about? Zelda?
Zoo? Did you take that tycoon?
No, but you gotta try and like build up your zoo, Fozzie.
Yeah, that sounds
like, what?
Whatever. I don't care. I don't want a tiebreaker though, so I'll go with Marvel if I need be.
Yes.
Right, well, so there we go. All right. So Marvel, Puzzle Quest, Mario, and Peggle.
This is going great so far, I gotta say.
We just gotta pick a winner for the next category. Worst launch of the year for a gaming product.
They're all winners.
Cost $60 or more. Game or hardware. The nominees are the Ouya, SimCity, and Battlefield 4.
Can we just give this award to EA? Cause they have two of these.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
So disappointed with what they did with SimCity. Not only did they make a subpar game, in the end, once they fixed everything, it was like the worst SimCity that they've made. But the launch was just so horrific in every possible way.
Yeah, even just from PR standpoint, like the way people reacted to it. I remember that was like a huge controversy for like a month there.
Well, and Battlefield has caused like their stock to, what was it, Tony? Like 28%?
It's dropped 28%.
And they have now two lawsuits because of that game. So I'm with Tony. Like, why don't I just give this to EA? Ouya can be the runner up.
Ouya, really though, never should have fucking come out.
My choice was entirely wrong. Just because of what, like a thud that thing released with, it was just like dead on arrival.
Yeah, cause they were trying to have you sell that.
What?
They were trying to have me sell anything. Well, this is coming out, so it's gonna be awesome. And I'm like, no, it's not. And they're like, no, 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 no. You have to believe it's going to be awesome. It's like, I'm like, but look, this thing is not gonna sell. You know, we're gonna like convince two people, and they're gonna be fucking upset with us for telling them it's gonna be so great. You know, but I mean, I'm kind of split between Ouya and SimCity. Like SimCity was just a debacle, but Ouya was
it's
like
bad.
Fucking $100 piece of junk that nobody fucking ever bought.
Yeah, and well, the fact is they're making a fucking Ouya too.
What?
They're making some new console.
They shouldn't be allowed to make anything.
What?
I don't know. You guys have to do your votes, and then I will decide.
Ouya 2 coming in 2014.
Well, I think Chris and I both voted.
Yeah,
for EA.
I think we've changed. We've just combined SimCity and Battlefield into EA completely.
I'm okay with that.
They are.
I mean, I just have any problems with Battlefield like everyone else did. I'm in the minority here, but that's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 6 weeks after launch, and there are still people on the PC that can't play the game.
I love the game. It was great.
Yeah, and those that can play it seem to be, like, really enjoying it. It's just a lot of people cannot play
it. It's a lot better than Battlefield 3. It's better than Call of Duty this year, too.
I mean, they're completely different games, though.
Yeah. What's going on here? What are we talking about?
We're not getting into this argument again. I agree with you.
A vote for worst launch?
Yeah.
I still say, I'll go with EA. I'll say SimCity, though, primarily because it's so bad. Amazon took it off its listings. That's how bad of a fuck-up it was. That's really bad.
I mean, like Microsoft is actually giving refunds back on Battlefield 4.
Nice. Right. Battlefield 4 wasn't...
SimCity
was unplayable, though. That's bad. At least with Battlefield 4, you could have at least played it. Mind you, there's a lot of bugs.
Some people can play it. There are people that are booting it up and crashing back to the home screen.
Like, and not just on PC. Like, there are people having that issue on Xbox One.
Yeah, and PS4.
I'll go with EA. Whatever. That works for me, too.
I go with SimCity, which falls under EA, so. Since we're making up categories, or, you know, nominations as we go.
Alright, worst game of the year. The nominees are Ride to Hell Retribution, Final Fantasy All the Bravest, The Walking Dead Survival Instinct, and Sonic the Lost World.
Did Sonic the Lost World get voted by Jeff?
Yeah.
Really? You fucking wanted that game so bad.
That's why it's on the worst game of the
year. Oh, man. That must be bad.
It's disappointing, I guess, but I don't know. I'm not voting for that, though.
How many of you told you it's going to be shit before you even got it?
What? Sonic?
It's not like we didn't warn you. Yeah.
The last Sonic was actually good.
Yeah, the last one was good, and this one looked like it was just kind of like, you know, adding Mario Galaxy-type levels to the whole thing, and I was like, all right, that might be cool. It was not cool. It changed the controls. The game had, like, these really long levels that just were awful and very bad explaining what to do. Like, you get to a boss, like, what am I supposed to do to this boss? And it wasn't in, like, a clever way where you're like, aha, I figured it out. It was like, how the fuck was I supposed to know that, you know? Like, you would somehow stumble upon the answer, and you're like, it's not intuitive at all. Anyways, that game sucked. I kind of go, though, with... Based on what like Chris was telling us when it came out, I'd kind of go Final Fantasy All the Bravest. Because everything it represents.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
Like, it is a Final Fantasy game where all you do is tap on the character to attack the enemies. And everything is, like, it is just a giant money suck. So, like, if you want any characters, you have to pay money for them.
Yeah, that's
and there's no point to it. There's no point to the game.
That's why it goes above The Walking Dead and Ride to Hell for me, because like those are both just bad games, but Final Fantasy is like... I don't know. I don't like anything. I like the whole mobile thing. I don't like fucking... You know, like microtransactions and all that. Fuck that game.
Don?
I'm going Walking Dead, mostly because I played it.
Fozzie?
Mm. I haven't really played any of these games. I saw the quick look for Ride the Hell Retribution from Giant Bomb. It looked like fucking ass.
It's really bad, too.
I never even heard of Final Fantasy over all the Bravest. I have no idea. What platform is that on?
It's an iOS game. Actually, it might be an Android game, too, but it's actually the lowest reviewed game on IGN this year, I believe.
My pick is between Ride the Hell and Walking Dead, if there needs to be like a tiebreaker.
Tony, where were you at?
I gotta go with Final Fantasy All the Bravest. Like, that game represents everything that can be bad about games.
Yeah.
Alright, and then our two runners up, I guess, will be Ride to Hell and Walking Dead. So we got three for Final Fantasy, so.
Alright.
That sound good?
Sounds good. Well, sounds bad, but.
Right, I mean, it should sound bad. It's a bad game. Don't look into that game. Or Ride to Hell, which is also off. Don, did you play any of The Walking Dead?
Yeah, I played some of The Walking Dead.
It's really bad, too.
It was really bad. I turned it off after about an hour. I couldn't stomach any more of it.
It's about how far I made it into Ride the Hill. I didn't make it that far in Survival Instinct. Like, it just looked awful.
It looks, oh my god, it looked like an early PS2 game.
Yeah.
And it felt like one, too. Like, it wasn't just a look thing. Like, it felt disgusting.
Let's move on. Let's keep the hate going, though.
So, yeah, I like hate.
Most disappointing AAA franchise release. Nominees are Call of Duty Ghosts, Battlefield 4, Need for Speed Rivals, Batman Arkham Origins, SimCity, God of War Ascension, and Gears Judgment.
Wow, that's a lot of nominees.
Yeah. That's a lot of I can't believe Jeff did not nominate Sonic.
It's not AAA.
Wow.
I would have thought you would have made an argument for Sonic being AAA.
I thought about it for a second. I was like, Sonic's not really AAA anymore.
Not anymore.
Like, I like it, but, you know, yeah. All right, let me throw out my vote, though, because and explain why. I'm going to go with SimCity on this as well, because did anyone expect any of the other games on here to be great? I think SimCity was the only one that everyone was like, oh my god, new SimCity.
I expected all those games to be great.
No, there were some disconcerting things about SimCity before launch. Like the fact that it required that always online DRM. In the wake of some other games that had failed utterly.
Diablo 3, earlier, a year earlier.
And also, given EA's propensity towards bad online at launch. Like, those two things were a recipe for disaster even before the game launched. And I think that, I mean, it was reasonable to expect it to go very poorly.
That's one thing, but
I think, like, to a point, Jeff was right, like, I think we were still really excited for SimCity.
Yeah, I would say that too. I wasn't expecting the game once it worked to be as bad as it was.
Right. Like, look at, like, I don't know, Batman wasn't developed by the Batman guys. Need for Speed is not developed by Criterion. Gears of War.
Criterion is not the only one that makes good Need for Speed games, though. Like, I've been a fan of that franchise for years. I like most of them. This was the worst Need for Speed game I've played.
Oh, is it really that bad?
I was disappointed with pretty much every aspect of that game, other than the visuals.
But yeah, just going on like Call of Duty, that's done by Infinity Ward, which is no longer the premier developer on that series. Battlefield 4, you guys all fucking called it. It's gonna be fucked up when it came out. Like, I don't know, I go down that little...
Right, and it sounds like...
The only one where, like,
I think Battlefield 4 is disappointing not because it's a bad game, it's because... There's a good game underneath there. It's
and
just,
you can't get to it.
People can't get to it. I'm with Jeff on this one, though. I'm going to go with SimCity as my vote.
I'm going Batman.
Jeff has convinced me.
Ooh, how's that happen?
Nice.
Fozzie?
A very rare office.
What?
What's your most disappointing AAA franchise release?
It is, well, it's definitely going to be SimCity. I feel like when you have games like these where it is a reboot, essentially, it's not numbered anymore. It's like, oh, SimCity, again, like, much like Sonic in 2006 when they tried to reboot that. You know, there should be, it should be pretty good, you know, and it just, it really just kind of, just everything surrounding it, you know, just the fact you couldn't make your own, like, your own maps to how you wanted to, it was all kind of, like, spoon-fed for you. So, again, there's still, I feel that with SimCity there is some potential to it. Like, I feel that if they took some of the cool, the better aspects of it that were streamlined, which made it a lot more fun, and they added kind of the customization that you got from the previous SimCities, kind of made a game around that for the next one, it could be great. But as far as disappointment, me being a huge SimCity fan, I felt that this one just kind of just really, really just underperformed. I was hoping to spend, you know, hundreds of hours playing this. In the end, I played it for maybe 20, and that was like the first week, and probably half of that was just waiting for it to get into the fucking game itself. So, it was really...
Alright, well, SimCity is a resounding winner. Batman is one of our runners-up. Do we got another runner-up? Don kind of seemed really down on Need for Speed as a big fan of that.
That would be my second guess, but...
I'm okay throwing Need for Speed on as the number two runner-up. Sound good?
Sure.
So let's all get really excited about that runner-up for most.
I'm not excited about any of these games.
All right. Well, maybe we get a little bit excited about the best game to enjoy as a family.
Another large category.
Yeah.
Lots of nominees.
66 games here. Peggle 2, Zoo Tycoon, Super Mario 3D World, Skylander Swap Force, Lego Marvel Super Heroes, and Disney Infinity.
And? Was there more to that or no?
That's it.
Splunky and something else.
Splunky and Rayman.
Oh, Rayman and Splunky, yes. I don't think Splunky is a good game to enjoy as a family.
Oh, my unless your family likes to listen to you curse when you die.
My kids love that game.
See?
And they're 4 and 9.
Yeah.
They just sit there and play. I mean, they get a little frustrated after a while, but at the same time, like, my 4-year-old just had fun running around, and once he dies, turns into a ghost and just starts giggling and chasing his brother. I mean, they have a blast.
It's a cute game, too, with, like, really good music and stuff, so I can see that.
That's not my pick, but, I mean, yeah, they love that game.
We got any picks? I have an indisputable pick, I think, but...
I have a pick.
Okay.
It's Lego Marvel Super Heroes.
That's a solid pick there.
Yeah, my son loves that game. He loves to watch me play. He's not actually old enough to actually play himself yet, but... I mean, with all the characters, he, like, gets really into them, like, running around. And he was actually, like, throwing stuff at the TV trying to kill Sandman, and, like, he just got so excited about it. So.
You're making a bad game to play as a family. You break your fucking TV.
Don?
I got another one of those that's coming soon, but that would be my guess just because of my kids' love for Lego Batman 2. Like, oh my god. They've probably put 100-some hours into that game in the past year. It's retarded. And I know it's going to be exactly the same with this one. Like, they've been watching trailers and, you know, they see ads for it and stuff and get all excited. So I know this is going to be lasting for a big year. And I get into it, too, because I enjoy watching it and playing it myself. So.
And it's actually a decent game to play. So.
Yeah.
Jeff, what do you got?
Here's where my pick, I think, is indisputable. Back when I worked at GameStop, there was one game where the father and son would come in just as excited about, you know, buying shit for it. I'm sure you can guess what it is, Chris.
Skylanders?
Yep.
Super Mario 3D.
No, it's Swap Force. Skylanders is, like, it seems like it was a game where both the parents and the kids could somehow, like, meet in the middle and connect on, and it's crazy. You, like, I was in a GameStop the other day, and there was a dad and his kid looking for Skylanders, and I was, like, asking them questions about it, and they both, like, had answers for me. Like, I was like, you know, what, how do you know what element the characters are? And they're like, oh, you look right here on the box, or whatever. I was like, you know, obviously they both play it, you know? And he's like, the dad's like, I really just, like, affect the game because I like leveling up, you know? And the kid likes getting, like, all these different characters. I was like, so I think, I mean, I don't know, that's my pick. It just seems obvious to me that, like, Skylanders is one that, like, parents and kids kind of got around, so.
Fozzie, what do you got?
You know, for me, I mean, I don't know, because, again, like, I don't have a family, I don't know what family's fucking like, but I'm guessing that, like, Skylanders or Infinity, I don't know which one's better, but I figure one of those, again, is pretty fun, because you get, like, the toy aspect of it. Airstrike Rhino seems to like it, so I guess older adults can enjoy it as well, so, I mean, like, Peggle 2 does seem, I don't know if you can enjoy it as a family, it's pretty easy to get into, but I mean, maybe your kids might like it, but I feel
we pass the controller around here, like everyone just like plays a level or challenge.
Like,
or whatever.
It's like the original.
There's not like there isn't local multiplayer, is there?
No.
Which is really weird, because didn't the first one have that?
Maybe.
I thought it did. I could sworn I played against friends, but anyways, yeah, so, I mean, I'll just throw it towards Skylanders. I feel like with a family, it's pretty enjoyable. Everyone can play around with the toys that aren't being used, and then when they are used, you know, everyone can kind of have fun with that. So I'll go with that one.
I'll make this easy. I'll throw support behind that as well. We need a runner-up, though, to go along with LEGO Marvel. Thoughts, anyone?
Super Mario?
Or Super Mario. One of those two. I guess Super Mario for the cats, because all
cat suits are so cute.
Oh, cat suits! Oh my god, I forgot about cat suits. I'm gonna change my
mind. You beat the level as Cat Mario. It goes meow.
So good. yeah. And you could play as, like, you can get Peach in a cat suit. So good.
That sounds hot.
All right, Don. Keep your pants on.
Too late.
All right. Best open world, and that doesn't mean the game, but the world itself. I think we only have three nominees here.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to play State of Decay. I really wanted to, though.
Yeah, GTA 5, State of Decay, and Tomb Raider.
Sorry.
Who played State of Decay? Who played that? Yeah. I played an hour or so into it. It was fun. I don't know why I didn't get back into it. I think it's definitely missing that multiplayer aspect. That would be really good.
Multiplayer State of Decay would be awesome.
Well, yeah. There isn't, though, right? You can't play it like me.
No, but I mean, right now we're just talking about the world itself. I'm pretty sure there's only one choice here.
Right. But yeah, so why did you put it in there?
We needed more nominees, but I really like the world that they created for State of Decay. It's really big. It's very open, and the way it works is, like, you start out in that park, but then you move down to the town, and then there's a bigger city type area. It's just a sprawling landscape, and it's just this desolate wasteland with zombies filled into it. It really is like GTA with zombies. Obviously way more buggy because it's an independent game, but like, just the world they created was very well done.
I gave it a 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Like that's the obvious choice, here, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, it is just.
Yeah, it was great. That's like the best part of it. It's just.
Like, yeah, it's the sandbox among sandboxes.
Yes, we're talking about GTA 5, right?
Yes.
Okay.
best open world, and we're not even going to go any farther than that because GTA 5.
Because GTA 5.
All right, most overlooked game of the year. This is a pretty big category.
There's going to be fights.
There's going to be a lot going on. I don't think I contributed. I don't see anything here that I think I would put in. So.
Payday 2, Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch, Ratchet and Clank Into the Nexus, and then it's just like it's a stream of PS3 games here. Sly Cooper, yeah. Thieves in Time, The Puppeteer, Tearaway, Tony threw in Europa Universalis 4.
Yes. Amen.
Rayman Legends and Metro Last Light.
I guess we can remove EU4 because it sold more copies than Mario did.
Yeah, I think we can.
And I was gonna throw Tony a bone. I was gonna be nice and be like, because that will never win anything.
It deserves more respect than your bone.
It could still win most obscure. I don't think it can, but most obscure strategy game.
Because there are only three nominees,
right.
And they were all from me.
Yes. I don't know. What are we thinking here?
I feel like there's a lot of like ones on here that could win, but I feel like Ni No Kuni needed more love from people, like in general. Like, I'm not a fan of that type of genre, and I started playing it, and I'm like, this game is amazing.
See, that's the thing, like, and originally, I kind of thought that, but, the more I think about it, like, nobody's talking about, like, Metro kind of came and went.
Like, yeah, it got
totally forgotten. Like, there are people running around talking about Ni No Kuni, like, it is making top 10 lists, and, like, I don't know if that game actually got overlooked as much as we think.
I don't know how
we might have like overlooked
great.
It a bit. Like,
yeah,
and I don't think it was overlooked. I mean, I think everyone that wanted to play that game played that game.
People in the JRPGs like jumped on it right away, and I had jumped on it right away, but kind of moved away from it and got back into it when Jeff got back into it. So, but yeah, I don't know if that game was really overlooked.
It wasn't like a phenomenally selling game.
Right,
but
we gotta look at the genre too. Like,
yeah. Like, the reason I think I threw that in there is because I feel that people that don't like the genre would be like turned on to the genre by it, you know. But I guess that's kind of stretching it a bit, you know. But there's other ones in there, like Sly Cooper and Rayman. I both thought were excellent, and nobody fucking played those. Which is really sad.
I mean,
they're both good.
Ratchet's really good, and that was thrown out the week the PS4 launched.
Oops.
Tearaway was thrown out against Super Mario 3D Land, Zelda, and the Xbox One. Like,
I don't think you should reward Sony by giving them an award for their really bad decision making.
Tearaway's really, really good. 9,000 people bought that game.
Well,
Jesus.
Yeah, that is pretty tragic.
When it comes to Sly Cooper, though, I think they made some smart moves on that. Like, it was a good, like, release time was, like, February or something. It was good price.
Yeah, they just didn't tell anybody it came out.
Yeah, they didn't tell anybody, but it was a good price. You got both versions of it. Like, you got the Vita version as well, and you could cross-save on it. Like, I don't blame that on Sony. I just feel like, you know, unless it's Mario, 3D platforming games are kind of, well, I guess even Mario.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, nobody owns a Wii U.
That's the problem with it. And people will eventually get it just to play those games, I'm sure. Like, they'll get the Wii U to play, like, the Mario game and whatnot. But, yeah, I don't know. On this one, I gotta hear some votes before I, like, cause I could be a tiebreaker on this.
Oh boy.
I'm gonna throw out for Tearaway, cause that game is actually really good. And it was just thrown out to die.
Medium out.
I think
it is a showcase piece for the Vita, which is something that Sony should really have had out there. Like, they want to kind of push the Vita, but then like a game that comes out and actually shows why you'd want to play with all the cool things that are part of the Vita, they don't even mention that it's coming out. And they throw it out against two of the biggest franchises in gaming and a fucking console release. Like, it's never going to get bought.
Their own console.
Right, and a week after their own console. Like, it was never going to get bought.
Anyone else?
I was, originally I picked, Payday 2 was my pick because it's such a...
Thought that was you.
Yeah, it was such a good game. Even solo, like, I enjoyed it more playing with other people. Playing with friends was just fantastic, and it was everything that Payday 1 should have been, and then more. But it kind of got overlooked because it was like 2 weeks later was Grand Theft Auto 5, you know? But after watching my wife play a little bit of Tearaway and, you know, hearing everyone kind of lean that way, I mean, I could totally understand that being it.
Yeah, I'll go Tearaway as well.
What?
Tearaway.
I mean, that just tells you enough. I think it's a game that everyone has heard of, but as far as overlooked, I think that's kind of valid because no one played it. Everyone heard of it, but no one played it, you know? You know, Cooney people played. Ratchet & Clank, always people are going to play that. Sly Cooper, maybe Puppeteer has a say in it too, but as far as quality compared to Sold, I think it kind of pairs away with this category.
I guess my vote doesn't matter, but my vote in the end would have to be Rayman. I feel like both those games got way overlooked.
What? No way. Everyone played Rayman.
No.
Yes.
All right, we need another runner-up.
And like
Tony, what do you got?
Rayman. Great. Let's go with Rayman. Great. Okay. It's a good runner-up.
So we still need another runner-up. what else we think here, Jeff?
Pick another runner-up. Another good runner-up. It would be nice to Tony and say Europa.
He just said that sold the better than Mario.
Yeah, it's actually in terms of strategy games, it's a really, really great seller.
I'm gonna go with Sly Cooper, man. No one fucking
played that shit.
I don't think I knew if I did even.
That game was like a weird one. It's just kind of like that game's out now. Like I remember that was the shock on people that game just slipped out.
I don't know how it compares to the rest of them, but, you know, I thought it was a really cool platforming game with stealth and shit in it. It was 3D platforming, which you don't get that often, so.
Right.
Sure. Sly.
Alright. Well, let's do some more worst stuff here. Worst mobile to Vita jump. We're gonna throw this to Don, cause he suggested both of these.
Mm-hmm.
Farming Simulator or Doodle God, Don?
I forgot. Farming Simulator, that was it. Yeah, that game on the Vita should have been more like the console version, not like the iPhone version, which was terrible.
My thoughts exactly.
So, PC version was great. Console version was pretty good.
Still don't get your fascination with farming.
Oh man, I don't. It's that whole Oklahoma, Texas thing, you know.
All right, let's go to Tony's obscure strategy game of the year.
Yes, and there were some good ones this year. This was a great year for strategy games.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with EU4 because it may be the best strategy game of all time.
But I'm sorry, from its particular
strategy gaming genre.
But as it's, you labeled this as obscure, so we take that part out.
It's pretty obscure.
Is it?
It's obscure to us.
Okay.
At least to me.
Like the fact that Mario is now more obscure says more about Mario than it does.
Well, I mean, my argument is, outside of talking to you, like I never would have heard of American Civil War 2. But I'm pretty familiar.
That's true. I mean, that's another reason why a game like that is on the list. But
okay.
I think that that EU4 is a better game than...
Yeah, it is a really good game. I wasn't trying to argue that at all. But
I think that game just has to win something so Tony's happy.
It's true.
It's the last category.
Jeff, is that where you're voting for? Fozzie?
Sure.
Just say yes.
Yes.
All right, and then
the only unanimous decision of the night.
The Old Gods and American Civil War.
The Old Gods is awesome too, by the way.
It is.
All right, let's do some more worst.
Damn it! I just got thunderclap by the Hulk.
Worst box cover art.
Oh boy.
These are
why is NBA Live 14 there? It's just a dude's face.
Okay,
no.
Have you looked at it? Look at it closer.
How about you guys?
Because Irving looks like the most disinterested person on earth. It is like he's got like the mum face. Like I don't know if I should smile or like look enthusiastic.
All right. Let's get the rest of the nominees out there. Call of Duty: Ghost, BioShock Infinite, Battlefield 4, Dark, Ride to Hell Retribution, Deadfall Adventures, and Fuse.
Why is Battlefield 4 on there?
It's a pretty shitty cover.
I don't even remember it.
It's very generic.
Well, it's very Battle 4-y.
Yeah, it's...
Feely. Sorry.
Alright, can I give my vote, though, to BioShock Infinite?
No, because the reverse cover art was amazing.
Reverse cover art, it's fine. But the fact that it had to be the reverse cover art...
It's amazing, the reverse cover art.
They sold out.
Yeah.
What's the reverse cover art?
Which was terrible.
So you had to take out the sleeve, Don, and there was this really cool artwork on the inside.
Yeah, like, it would have been a great, like, you could, you know, you turn around and that's the way I have it. It's like orange, and it looks like a... Okay.
Give you another cover art because we know that the cover art we actually gave you is so terrible.
That is pretty cool.
It wasn't because of that. It was because of the controversy.
I thought the reverse cover art. Like maybe that is the cover art for that game. Every time I got one traded in, I turn it around.
I'll throw in a nomination. Fuse, isn't that the one that has the four guys and then like head?
Yeah,
that's why I put that on really it. It's so bad. It's just and it's half of their head.
Like no personality. Explosions and people.
Yeah, and it's like that was the game that started out as Overstrike, and was like the debut trailer was filled with personality, and they took all the personality out of it. Even going so far as to take any reason for you to play that game off the box. So
yeah. Weird. It even has a J.J. Abrams fucking...
There's lens flare going on.
So, I mean, I will throw my nominations.
The only one I nominated was Ghosts, and that stands. That's, like, fucking terrible. Looks retarded. It makes me mad. That's just how retarded it looks.
I have to use the ladies' room, but...
Oh, boy.
I'm going to throw my support behind Don, because I think that cover is just awful. It's so generic. It's just generic and just stupid-looking.
Battlefield has, the same look as last year, Battlefield 3, but... at least it has a little bit of an artistic thing to it, you know what I mean? Like, this is just retarded. It's stupid.
Look at Fuse. Look at Fuse!
Okay, that is too. I can't argue with that. That's pretty dumb. That's dumb, but at least they tried to be artistic by cutting their heads off.
That's not artistic, that's stupid!
Nothing to the art or the decapitation.
I don't know. Whatever. I'm not really caring too much about this category regardless. They're all pretty bad. But I say Fuse for me, so let's start doing like a vote.
Yeah, I'm with Fozzie on this.
Call of Duty Ghosts.
Yeah. Okay, Don says Ghosts, Hefe says Ghosts, so Napo, you're the tiebreaker.
God. I mean, Ghosts is pretty awful, I have to say.
Like, they didn't even try. That's how bad it is.
they were at least able to crop the image.
All right. I'm gonna take a good look at the Fuse cover art right now.
Yeah, take a good look at that.
Fuse is pretty bad too, I'm not gonna lie, but it looked like they at least had a little bit of
No, Fuse is worse. Fuse is worse.
Alright, runner up, go.
Fuse wins, yeah.
And we'll throw in fucking Battlefield 4 for good measure.
Bioshock.
No, Bioshock, because that's what Tony's...
Hey.
That's what my actual vote was for.
I don't think the regular Bioshock cover...
It's a runner up.
The regular one's pretty bad. I don't like the regular.
I really don't. I think it's cool looking. Maybe I'm weird, but... The reverse cover art is amazing. Yeah, the reverse cover art is amazing, I think. But, like, the regular cover art is got more personality than a lot of the other ones, but whatever.
All right, so most over-marketed game of the year, hyped up by the publisher even though it was utter crap.
Aliens.
Call of Duty Ghosts, Aliens, Colonial Marines, Battlefield 4, and Killzone Shadowfall.
Aliens. I had such high hopes. Oh, man. I was like, guys, it did Borderlands. They're going to do fucking Aliens. It looked great. Like, it looked incredible. It was all...
I kept telling you. Why does no one listen to me?
It was like Phil Collins said. It was all just a pack of lies. It comes out. It's garbage.
And they did promote the shit out of that game.
Yeah.
They did. Yeah. That's probably the worst thing. They over-promoted it.
Yep.
Which is... You know, the category. So, hey, it wins. Next.
Well, we need two runners up for this.
Well, see, there are other games that were over-promoted that were also... Like, Battlefield 4, for example.
I don't stand by that one. I don't think it was over-marketed.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I saw commercials all the time.
Oh my god,
you could blow up a building?
There were more Battlefield 4 commercials this fall than there were Call of Duty commercials.
See, I don't have cable. That's not fair.
That doesn't matter. Like, it was regular TV. Like,
I
would be
watching
football.
I don't have TV.
All right, well, then you don't get a vote.
How do you watch football? What do? You go to the bar?
I don't watch football.
Right, because, like, Battlefield was, like, every other commercial during football, during The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Like,
it was always the one with the guy going, you could blow up.
Are you American?
I didn't know you could do that.
And then it got to the point where people were going, like, is this Call of Duty or is this Battlefield? Because like, the commercials were so bad. But I don't, like, Killzone Shadowfall, like, the commercials for that were so bad. And that game is garbage. I don't know. I don't know where to go with this one.
Aliens wins. Runner up are all of them.
All of them.
Are we all okay with Aliens winning this?
I'm fine with Aliens winning this.
I mean, Aliens is
such a
by far the worst game on this list, and it was definitely over.
Aliens, yes.
All right. Let's see. Best Steam or PC game. So nominees for this are Rogue Legacy, Papers, Please, StarCraft II, Heart of the Swarm, and EU4.
Who wants to dive into that first?
I don't like this category because the reason is that I don't think most of us have played more than like one of those games.
It is tough. It is really tough.
Like, I think Chris has played several of those games.
Yeah,
I think he's probably played all of them. Oh.
I haven't played EU4 yet.
That's right.
Damn it!
Yeah.
Dude, there's only so much time.
Yeah, exactly. And that game takes up a lot of it.
It does.
Alright. I put in Gone Home even though I never played it. But Paper Please. I'm going to throw out that.
Do you know at least
the premise of it?
Yeah, I played Papers, Please. I liked it. I'm going to throw my support behind Rogue Legacy, though.
Okay. Wait, but has everyone heard of Paper, Please? Do you know what it is?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
We talked about it.
Okay.
I believe this was the game that The Atlantic selected as their game of the year.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing. Just cause, like, it's Eastern Bloc, like, 90s or something, and you're a fucking, what are you, a border patrol or whatever. Yeah, and just, you know, like,
immigration officer.
The tone, the setting, just everything about it. It's such a sad, like, depressing game, but it's so much fun, and it's really, it gets really difficult, too.
Yeah, you really have to, like, memorize, like, and be able to spot everything.
There's a lot of consequences to the game. You know?
Like, it keeps getting more and more.
Because you have a family. Right. So you have to take care of your family, so you have to earn money and let people in, but at the same time, you know, you have to be quick, too.
And you have to be correct about it. Like, you can't...
Yeah.
You can't let somebody in that doesn't have the right paperwork because you'll get written up for it. And if you get written up for it, you don't get your five, you know, Arstokian dollars or whatever it is. Which is how you pay for your shit. So at the end of each day, you're left with making, like, choices like, do I buy food or do I buy heat today?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know. Definitely, you can even, you know, medicine, everything like that. I don't know. I really enjoyed it. I totally forgot about this game, and I was going to throw it in there, but Path of Exile is an excellent game, too.
Path of Exile is free to play.
Very Diablo-ish, and more like Diablo 2 compared to 3, which I really like. I really got addicted to that game. But, yeah. Anyone else? Throwing them out there?
Think I'm gonna... fuck, I don't know, I'm torn.
EU4.
Path of Exile.
Path of Exile?
That's not even in that list of mine.
Now.
Aha! Aha! We're breaking the rules!
Yep.
I'm gonna go with EU4.
Yes!
Okay, so you two, EU4, me and Heffer are going to go Path of Exile.
Ooh.
Chris.
Chris has left us.
I don't know, I'm still...
I kind of want to, like, nullify Jeff's vote because he doesn't have to play PC games at all, so he's just picking a name off the list.
Yes, that's right.
I like Diablo.
Jeff shouldn't even get a vote in this category. I'll just like to throw that out.
He likes Diablo, damn it.
Yeah,
Jeff, what was the last game you played on Steam?
I don't think I have.
Fuck, Rogue Legacy was so good, though.
Yeah, Rogue Legacy is really good.
I gotta go Rogue Legacy.
Oh, man.
Come on, Chris, change your vote to EU4 to nullify Jeff's.
EU4 is not gonna win, though.
But I'm just gonna nullify Jeff's vote and ignore him. For this. So,
I see.
Don, which way are you going? Rogue Legacy or EU4?
I'm going Rogue Legacy. That's probably one of my games of the year. That's probably my game of the year.
Fazer, are you changing your vote from Papers, Please to Path of Exile?
Yes. Okay. Why not?
Okay. So we'll do Rogue Legacy with EU4 and Path of Exile.
Rogue Legacy, how many people voted for that?
Two.
Hefe!
We told Jeff he doesn't get a vote.
Fuck that, he gets votes wherever he damn pleases.
Best bang for your buck, we've already moved on. Nominees are Grand Theft Auto V, State of Decay, Rogue Legacy, EU4, Rayman Legends, and Spelunky.
Four.
This is where I'm going to go EU4.
I put Pokemon X and Path of Exile for best bang for your buck, too.
Where? When did you do that?
He's just doing it.
He's doing it right now.
Oh, okay.
The one in my email that I put in there that had everything in red.
What?
God damn you all.
When did you send that?
I sent it yesterday.
What? No. I didn't get it.
I don't remember.
I did.
I saw it.
I don't remember getting it.
You saw it?
You no, just sent it to Jeff.
I don't check my email, like,
Jeff hasn't checked his email since, like, 1999.
Yeah. Back when email was cool.
So you're adding Pokemon X and Y and Path of Exile on?
Yeah.
Jeff, why don't you kick us off with this one?
Rayman Legends.
I'm going to go with Jeff on this one.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of content in that game.
There's two whole games in that.
Yeah. And, like, the thing about it is, like, usually when I'm playing, like, a platforming game, I'm, like, trying to get to the end. And that's what I was trying to do. But after a while, I was like, dude, just play it to have fun when you want to play it. Because, like, you're never getting to the end of this game. There's so much shit to collect. You need so many lums or whatever to, like, unlock stuff, so.
Oops, I may have not sent it. Sent it.
Yeah, nice. I just got it now.
Got it.
Alright, yeah, Tony, what do you got for this one?
It doesn't end.
Oh, God, I don't know. I like EU4, but I'm going to say GTA 5.
Don?
Got a lot of bang for that buck in that game.
I'm going to EU4.
And Fozzie.
Damn it, Don!
God damn it. Path of Exile is free! And it's not shitty free to play. It's like a good free to play model. And I put lost hours into it, which means I got infinite bang for my buck. So
but if you didn't put a buck down.
Exactly.
Right, you didn't get any bang. Well, what happens when you divide by zero? Nothing.
It doesn't matter.
Nothing happens.
It's free.
You divided by zero, Fozzie. You did it wrong.
No, I mean infinite.
Doing it wrong.
It's infinite.
Oh, shit.
I think we have a...
Infinite bang. Fox.
Dude, and Rayman has all his daily challenges and, like, that shit is... There's no shortage of shit in Rayman. Even at
Rayman
full price.
Has a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
All my old...
Or you can just play new game after new game.
God damn it.
Just saying. I mean, it's like every game is different. You can try and play it the same, and it just doesn't work.
Well, I'm just to keep us moving, I am, because there's a three-way tie for for not winning. I'm going to throw Rayman as the winner here, because we have two votes for that. And
give
GTA, EU4, and Path of Exile runners-up.
Yay!
Rayman won something.
Rayman Legends. All right, prettiest game.
This is a no contest.
We have five here.
I added four suggestions to that, so everyone fucking right, get out your email. Right.
I will not be...
Fozzie, late.
I'm not counting Fozzie's suggestions because he doesn't know how to use email.
Tell me your four suggestions right now before we move into this.
Last of Us, Killzone, NBA 2K14 on next gen, and Forza 5.
And Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch, Rise, Son of Rome, Tearaway, GTA 5, and Bioshock Infinite.
I'm now voting for NBA 2K14, because that game is beautiful.
It is.
On Xbox One.
Oh, yeah. Bought it tonight. I'm so excited.
I think I'm going to be siding with Jeff on this one here.
Yeah.
What did Jeff vote for?
For what?
Well, I haven't voted yet.
Yeah, but I'm going Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch. It is a beautiful, beautiful game.
Yeah, Ni No Kuni is you're playing a fucking animated movie, pretty much. It is, and it's just beautiful all around, like music, story. But yeah, just to look at, it's the prettiest world I've played in. So, like, there's like areas where it's like fucking, you know, you're like walking through this lush jungle with fucking mushrooms and shit. It's amazing.
Whatever. This category is a fucking disgrace, but I'll go with you. Let's get this done.
Don, what do you got, Don?
I don't have anything.
Alright, Fozzie?
If it was I'll split it.
Give all those Japanese RPGers their fucking wet dreams.
Yeah!
NBA, what's it, NBA 2K14 is runner-up?
Yes.
This seems so weird.
Oh, you should see it, though. You gotta see it.
You should see it. It looks fucking crazy good.
21.
Yeah, it did win something. All right, and Fozzie, do you have any nominees for Best Atmosphere?
I put Last of Us in there as well.
All right, so we have three nominees here. Let's pick a winner: BioShock Infinite, Gone Home, and The Last of Us.
I am playing Gone Home.
You know what? I threw in Last of Us just for the hell of it. It's tough. Like, the first hour of BioShock Infinite had fantastic atmosphere. Yeah.
That's why I vote for it. Just for that first hour. It was like being
in that first hour was so cool. Yeah. Like, I was really high, and then I would be like going around the town just hanging out. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is awesome. You know, it was like almost like Disneyland. Like,
it was Disney World with this really dark undertone where there's like racism and stuff going on. But it was like,
oh, it's beautiful. It was like 1920s Disney.
Like, think about that part when he walks up and the barbershop quartet floats by and they sing fucking God Only Knows. Like, that's amazing, dude, that they even thought to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I go BioShock.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, really? Okay. Gone Home has a great atmosphere, too.
It does, it does, but...
I'd go with Gone Home.
Tony?
I just bought Gone Home yesterday.
$5. So,
yeah. I would agree with BioShock, actually. I think that game does extremely well.
That's cool.
Doesn't do much else extremely well.
I agree with that as well.
Well, I would not agree with that. You guys
Oh, wait till you're going to be sad when you hear my top 10, Hefe.
Alright.
The thing that cracked me up is I played the add-ons in BioShock the other day. I'm like, the gameplay's fun in BioshockI don't get what you guys... I mean, I get it. No, that's the thing I saw.
It's not
just fun. Just because it doesn't have, like, the... whatchamacallit? Like the iron sights view, where you hold down the left trigger and it, like, kind of brings the gun up to your face. Like, just because of that, I can see why people don't like it. But other than that, like, the gameplay is so fun in BioShock.
That would
you have so many things to play with.
Said no one ever. So, yeah.
Guess it's not good.
Anyway.
All right.
That's all 15 of our awards. Next up is our top 10s. But
that's next week, isn't it?
Yes, that is next week. So.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Well, yes. Yes and no. You're not going anywhere.
Oh, okay. Well.
Uh-oh.
Oh, fuck. Do I have to get some pot here? And oh,
you
no.
might have to. All right. Let's,
hey, really fast, though.
Yep.
Can I say something? Most overlooked, I had Stanley Parable, so UPC elitist.
Yeah, great things
I'm
about
looking
that.
Out. I'm looking
are
out.
Are they gonna, like, here's the thing I might ask. Are they going to port, like, any of those games, like Gone Home or Stanley Parable to consoles or what, dude?
You don't deserve them.
I don't see why they couldn't do Gone
you
Home.
You don't deserve to play the PC Master Race games, okay, sir? You need to fucking get in line.
I'm ready for Starbound, not my Vita. Done.
I will be right back.
No, don't be right back.